this is so beautiful to share for me. So I take my violin and I play for people, and I like this very much. This is such a treasure, such a gift for me to share. I'm not so much about talking. It's especially when I come from a few days out in the nature. It's very exhausting to hear a lot of talking, but then to play and to share the music with the people, that brings me much closer to the locals I meet.
There is a reason why we started in Port Hardy. The idea behind this trip was to go to the places where there is no road.
No connection
to the by road, you know, because as we experience on our journeys before, it's always very different life, and it's kind of more vivid and more natural in the way, and we learn a lot. This trip is quite difficult at once, from the point of view that it's much more tiring for me compared to other trips, because when we were walking in Himalayas or canoeing in Canadian North, we didn't deal with tides, we didn't deal with finding the camp. It's quite hard. In British Columbia, we had difficulties to find water. And this actually made, it was a lot of effort and not much space to just relax and to look around. It had to happen at the same time, but it was very good. I started to, it was one point I started to really like it, and to go with the tides where you feel like locked in jail on some places, it's basically I found very freeing, and this is very new to me, to see the beauty in limitation.
For me it needs like a few days where you suddenly hear the voice in the head being incredibly noisy because everything around is suddenly silent. So after about 2-3 days, it's the hardest, like emotional for me, because everything in the head, you hear constant talking. You see one thought after the other. Oh, I didn't know it is there. And it needs quite a long time then to settle down, to slow down. And after about a week, it starts to slow down and get silent. And after 2 weeks, it's like more silent. And especially in the north, where it was not interrupted by towns or communities. So after 5 weeks, you're just, there's no need to talk or to think anymore. This voice is gone. It's just silent, yeah. Like these experiences are simply not made in the surroundment of town. So I'm very thankful to have experienced this.
I would even say that you develop the sense that when some danger is there, you feel it quite in advance.
Yeah, like that's
before.
What I mean.
That's
very sensitive.
And that's basically, so this keeps you safe because you listen to yourself, and you know, because you are kind of quiet, and that's I think that's, we didn't have really big problems. Because we never push ourselves to some extreme circumstances. We have to keep some backup energies because we never know what happened. So we don't travel really hard, like many miles a day or something.
Mm-hmm. And you cannot, if there's a hard wind, you cannot struggle it. And like you're in hands of the nature.
Yeah.
You have to follow.
Yeah, but we feel we are in good hands.